Aircheckdownloads.com.
I'm here, stay.
Two back to back. First of all, Jace.
For Liz and Ferry across the Mersey. It's 11 minutes to 9 o'clock. The story again that Liz read out just a few moments ago about Beverly Ady, who was still quivering yesterday after being rudely groped by a bank's cash dispenser. Beverly, 21, was depositing money through the automatic cash machine outside a NatWest bank when a hand popped out. She was so taken aback that she dropped her money and let out a scream. She said, when I plucked up the courage to return to the bank, they were very nice. And they explained that the machine was due to be put out of order for servicing. We're assured that on this occasion, she found the bank service more than handy. Headlines, Liz.
From Malcolm Dean, the bank with the personal touch. From Bob Lee, bank offers free handout. From Chris Bentley, middle hand bank hands it out. That's good. Diane Emery says, cash and grab.
Cash and grab. Yeah. Nice one. So give us a call. We'll keep the lines open for about another 10 minutes on 637-4343. Ofra Haza. Dave's just had a bit of a shock next door. We can say it now, can't we?
Yeah, we can reveal it now.
Because what they've been doing over the last hour is they've been decorating Dave Lee Travis's studio with streamers and puppets and things like that. And a bit of a surprise for him. And we've just sang happy birthday to Dave on his 44. Now, that is that the magazine age or is that the real one?
No, he's honest about his age. Yeah. Right. Got a few more headlines here.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Yeah, happy birthday. See you in a minute.
All right.
Okay, the cash dispenser that supposedly groped a customer. Chris Mabry says, frightened customer leaves deposit on floor. Ray Seif and... I didn't get it, so you started it. Ray Southenden says, the bank that likes to handle your assets. I like that one. And Philip Chandler says, cash in hand.
Brilliant.
The bank that likes to handle your assets. Well done, Ray. We've got a letter here from somebody who's... I won't embarrass her because she's obviously serious. So I won't give the name out over the air. Mm. But she says that she's longed for Jason Donovan and hoped to meet him. She knows that she'll never meet him. So could she meet you instead, Bruno? What's it like, Bruno, being a second-hand sex symbol?
Would you like a deposit on your head? Back thumbs up, Liz, yeah?
Yeah, we like that one, don't we?
Yeah.
Even though you look like a strutting pigeon with your chains about. Anything reggae. And Bruno starts jutting out his chin. Most unfashionable manner.
UB40, I would do for you. Sounds like a cleaner.
Yeah, it's something
to do. Do you want me to do your house?
Yeah, come round and do for me.
Anyway, it's just before 9 o'clock. It's Bruno and the Alien until 9.30. DLT takes over after the 9.30 news. Here's a letter, actually, Liz, from Newton Abbott in South Devon. And actually, it's addressed to you. Dear Liz, please would you play a record for my sister Bert and her friend Kate at Leicester University. You are Kate's idol, and she's just perfected talking like you after months of intensive training. She now sounds a well, cool type of girl and would be delighted if you mentioned her on your show. By the way, this is one I actually wrote in my cycle. I thought you'd be impressed. Can you also say, Aya, in your inimitable way?
Okay, to Kate.
To my mate Vicky, actually. Okay. To Vic.
Aya, Vicky.
Aya.
Aya.
And to Annabelle.
Aya, Annabelle.
And just to prove that she knows the difference, now say, Lower.
Lower.
Laura and Aya.
Laura and Aya.
Anyway, Annabelle is a very special person to me, it says here. This is from Bert's brother, Spike, of Newton Abbott. So there you are. One quick Aya, one more time.
Okay, Aya.
Lovely. And that's my record of the week, actually. It is called I'm That Type of Guy. 9:03. Here come the oldies. It's one of them anyway. Earth, Wind and Fire and Boogie Wonderland. I know that Dave likes this, so we'll get him in for a quick chat. It's a birthday boy, you see.
Aircheckdownloads.com.